News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Local Government Minister Peter Burke is bringing draft legislation before Cabinet this afternoon to allow for a plebiscite to be held in any local authority area that wishes to have a directly elected mayor in the future. And for more on this and whether or not it is a good idea, I am joined by Public Affairs and Communications Advisor and former Fianna Fáil strategist Derek Mooney. Derek, what do you make of it? Is this a good idea?
No, it was a bad idea when they tried it in 2019. It was a bad idea when John Gormley tried to bring the legislation out in 2008. It was a bad idea when Noel Dempsey first came up with the idea back in 2001. Look, my principal difficulty with this is that if you try to apply this directly elected model to Dublin, you're really going to have problems, and it's going to problems with a question of scale. There's no doubt in my mind that we do need a major revision and reform and upgrading of our local government system. But the idea of creating a position for Dublin where the elected mayor of Dublin will have a mandate approximately equal to about a third of the country in terms of population, that you're going to create, take real powers away from the Custom House and give them to these authorities, and to give them real tax grazing powers and to be money funding raising powers that they can go out and get to the markets and borrow money, etc., then you're just creating a position that has lots of pomp, lots of ceremony, but absolutely no authority. And if you think back to what a mess the 2018 presidential election was, that's what you're going to have for the Dublin area in a directly elected mayoral election. You'll have a lot of people running for an office that has no power, but lots of ceremony and pomp, and we're going to really get a mess. So I think it's a way of looking like you're doing reform without doing reform.
Is it a given that they will have no power? I mean, the issue of accountability, it would be good if we had somebody that we could elect, that we could hold accountable when people perhaps make a mess of a city. Why should they have no power?
Well, it's not that they should have no power. It's quite the opposite. I think the power should be taken away from the Custom House and given to local authorities, and to give them to beefed up local authorities so that you have a form of city government, rather than having this kind of strongman view of it. Look, mayors do work in many cities. I'm not completely and totally opposed to the idea of directly elected mayors, but it's a question of scale in the case of Dublin. In terms of Dublin's relationship to the rest of the country, there's very few parallels of that across the world where that main city would have such a percentage of the national population. And it's basically what you're doing is you're saying, listen, we're going to have a directly elected mayor who will be responsible for a population which is, if you looked at it on a map, you'd map it out.
Yeah, no, Dublin holds about a third of the population of the country, yeah.
Yeah.
And why does that make it wrong? Look at Ken Livingstone, look at Boris Johnson. There have been directly elected mayors that did well in big cities.
Yeah, but, not exactly great examples of it, because what they came up is they set up for themselves in opposition to the government of the day. So therefore the position becomes purely political, rather than what the city actually needs is a big policy-driven area that was going to make big decisions on transport, big decisions on housing, big decisions on education. So that's not what they've proposed for any of these things. They're not proposing to devolve departments into these new authorities. They're proposing
What about, I mean, Limerick voted for this. Is there an argument for any of the other cities?
The argument for this very clearly is that Limerick voted for it, but two other cities on the day voted against it. Waterford voted against it and Cork voted against it. So they went to proceed with this in Limerick, that there's clearly a mandate there to do it. It's a narrow mandate, but it's a mandate to do it. It's a mandate from 2 years ago. Nobody's been exactly rushing to do this. But I have no problem with this proceeding, and as far as I know, the Minister of State is doing a briefing with members of Limerick City Council today.
So smaller scale cities is acceptable.
But no, it's not that. It's that all they're doing, all they're proposing in this one, is to take the powers that the city manager has and to give them to a directly elected mayor. So it looks like reform, but it isn't reform, because no decisions have been made any closer to the people. There is a smooch more accountability. But if even you go back to the paper they produced advocating this, they said, okay, this can be done in terms of reallocating powers, but we're not proposing to do any financial power changes on this one. Which basically means there is no changes in this.
We'll have to leave it there. But thank you for that indeed. That is Derek Mooney there, Public Affairs and Communications Advisor and former Fianna Fáil strategist.